Welcome, my friends, to Cuéntame USA with Moncho Camano. We got another interview. What do you know? So this week we're speaking with Nala Tesloff. She's a singer, composer, a visual and performance artist, a film musician, and so many other things. She's going to tell me. She's going to have to tell me all the stuff because I'm just starting. So we're going to talk about her upcoming solo album, which she's been working hard, I think, on it, and her previous works, and whatever we can get. We'll talk about Germany if she wants. We'll talk about other things. So she's, I don't know, she's probably in Germany, I think. Maybe she's in Spain. I have no idea. Hello. How are you, Nala?
Hi, I'm well. You?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm happy that you're here today. And let me say something before we start. I just got to know Nala's work maybe, I don't know, five months ago. And she's been doing it for quite a while, so I'm late for the party. But I really enjoyed it. Everything I like. So whatever. I really enjoy it. There are two new videos that I saw. Beautiful songs. And we got to talk about those two songs also. So where are you located right now, Nala?
I'm in Germany, in Hamburg. In rainy Hamburg.
In Hamburg.
But I was in Spain 2 weeks ago. So.
Oh, you were? And you ran away.
I ran away.
You ran away. Germany is much better.
Oh, no, I ran away from Germany. It's cold and rainy and dark.
Well, the weather, yeah. Are you originally from Hamburg now?
Yeah, I am now.
Mm-hmm. You always lived there or you study overseas or you...
I spent some time in Sweden, but just like short episodes, like not longer than a couple of months. So, yeah. I don't know why I stayed here, but I stayed.
You stay here. There's got to be something over there that, right? Yeah. Well, I know Hamburg is very, it had a vibrant music scene before. I don't know if after the pandemic still it's more or less, so it has diminished a little bit.
I think it's hard everywhere, and I think the clubs are still recovering. Mm-hmm. And I think people have to learn to go out again, and to enjoy concerts. Yeah, I think it's like people are a bit lazy.
Are they still some people wearing masks over there or very?
Some.
A couple?
But
not that much.
Yeah, just a few, not that much.
So you started dealing with your relationship with music very early, at early age, right? You were quite young when you started, when the teens, you were like a teenager?
Yeah, I think I wrote my first song when I was 12 years old. Yeah, and then it all started. Then I didn't stop.
So you started with writing. That's what you first before music, before playing any instrument. You were enjoyed writing.
Yeah, I had maybe 1 or 2 years classical training on the piano.
Okay,
but I always liked the shorter melodies. So. It wasn't really something for me. I enjoy listening to classical music, but playing it, I always stuck within a short part of the pieces. So I didn't continue that, but I could play a little bit of piano, and then I started working with the piano and singing and writing songs, but very, on my own, without any.
So piano was your first instrument that you ever played? Mm-hmm. No guitar, no.
No guitar, no. Unfortunately not. Yeah.
No need to. So, did you go to a music conservatory, or you're taking private lessons from the teachers and stuff?
Yeah, I had private lessons, but as I said, only for 1 or 2 years, I think. And it's very expensive, and so at some point, I think it just stopped. I didn't even know why anymore. Yeah.
So how did you, you know, you're telling me that you started composing or writing mm-hmm. when you were quite young, 12 years old then. Mm-hmm. So when did you decide that you wanted to be an artist? Because besides music, you do mm-hmm. other things. But when did you mm-hmm. say, I think I want to just do music and I probably got another job just to help out or whatever, but mm-hmm. music is going to be my main concern.
Mm-hmm. I think it wasn't a decision. I just like did, made music and like did my like crazy art stuff. So I just, you know, had my practice and it started, I think, very early, and it was just how I don't know. How I did things, yeah.
So how about your family? Was there anybody that were professionally players, or they were into music, or mm-hmm. you, any, I don't know, brothers, sisters, or whoever, or a friend?
So no, not my sister. I have one sister, and I have musicians in my family, but they're not in the part that I grew up with. So it's like I got to know them later, but there are like a couple of musicians, like film musicians and but I didn't grow up with the musicians. So it's somehow, I don't know why it happened.
It just happened.
Yeah,
it just happened. It just happened. That's amazing. So when was the first project you ever did? What was the, let's say, when was your first recording? What tools do you use to make your first recording?
I think the first recording, maybe I was 15 or 16. And I had like a very close friend, also a singer. And we just made music together. And then we meet like, I think we like sang in bars and like at a very young age already.
Yeah.
And then we met people, and then we could record in the studio of a friend, and like playing around.
Mm-hmm. So everything just happened like with no problem. Tell me about this person, which he's been a long time. You had a long time relationship with him. He's been around all the time. Every time I see something that you do, he's around.
Hey, Hasselberg.
Yeah. I was trying for you to say it so I wouldn't destroy the name.
Helge Hasselberg.
Oh, Jesus. Helge Hasselberg.
Yeah, not bad. Genau. I met him when I was 21, I think. And that's maybe also like a very short like training that I had. Like, it was like a contact study course, like 2 times 3 weeks at the musical university here in Hamburg. And it's more like, I think they do it to like connect young musicians. And it's like more that you really like play and try things out than that you like learn like something like theoretical, or, you know, like it's more like meeting people than that. Yeah. And there we also met, and then I think.
You had a lot of things in common, I guess. You connected really well, right?
Yeah. I mean, we met, but then I think we started working together maybe 2 years later. So not like directly, but I don't know. It was like the whole like course was like a foundation, like a, you know, you, like, you met a lot of musicians and then friends, and then we had like this whole like bubble of kept in touch with. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So when did you decide to, because you founded the, that's what I listened, the first time I listened to Heartbeast. Was that your first project you ever did, like professionally, or you had an other band mm-hmm. that you played before?
I mean, professionally, yes. It was like the first records that we released with this band, Heartbeast. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Because I think I listened to a song of yours many years ago. Not many, but maybe four, but I didn't know who it was. Because when I listened to the album, Zero, there is that song, Butcher, and it sounded so familiar to me. that song that I think I listened to the song years back, but I don't know who it was. I think my mind went like maybe in a club, maybe in, I don't know where, but I was like, this song, it sounds familiar, but I don't know who it was. And then
there were a lot of remixes of this album, like electronic remixes that then,
And
I think the scene is very international. So maybe.
I'm like, I have listened to the song before. I just don't remember where. Yeah. Okay, so, So you started the Heart Beast. What year was that when you decided to? Because you put out some singles, a couple of EPs that you.
Yeah.
Was it 2015, more or less? 15?
Maybe the first, even 2011.
Or
maybe we started then. I'm not sure when the first release was. I would have to check as well. I'm really bad with
Me too. I just. I don't keep track of.
I think I was 21 when I. Yeah. Or 22 when I released the first single. That's what I remember.
I listened to that album many times. Well, the Zero. And I really enjoyed it. It caught me by surprise after I listened to the Heart Beast, because then I went to the other projects you came up with not that long ago, the Unspoken Concert, and that caught me by surprise. which I really, I'm going all over the place, there are things that I listen to, a couple of songs. I'm trying to remember. Some of them are in French, French titles, I think.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Milieu Regret.
Okay. Yeah. Which I listened to it so many times, to tell you the truth.
okay.
We're going to talk about that, but I had some questions regarding that. Tell me, so Heart Beast was more. You became more. Did you ever play overseas? Because I think you came to the United States, so at least you play some studios or something
in New York.
In Brooklyn.
And then in Senegal, in Dakar, we also played a concert. We had like this little like cultural like exchange. I think that's what how they call it. That was also like a very beautiful trip there. And then like the rest of the concerts, like more in Europe.
I was telling her before that it was hard for me to find any interviews with Nella. Really hard. I couldn't find anything. The only thing was I found was like a 3-minute, I don't even know, probably 2-minute conversation. She had it with Heart Beast at Balcony TV. I was like, she probably spoke maybe 10 sentences, not even that. And I'm like, oh man, that's the only thing I could find. You don't really enjoy having interviews, right? Something that you don't, it's not that you dislike, but it's not like you just want to show your music and that's it, nothing else.
Yeah, I think I'm very shy, and I also like started singing because I don't like to talk. but it's getting better and better, you know, like, but it was like worse when I was younger.
You know, I noticed when I saw a couple of videos of her playing you know, in a club or I don't know, different venues, and the music could be, it has a really nice beat. Some of the songs that are, you know, it has a nice beat, but when she sings, she's not moving that much. I noticed that. She sings really well, beautiful voice. I really enjoy her, the way she sings. But I can tell she doesn't really dance. You're not dance, you know what I'm saying. She's like, she wants to sing and show her, you know. I noticed, I don't know. Maybe it's just the opposite after, you know, I don't know.
I love to dance, but when I sing, I think I'm not the dancing singer.
You're the dancing singer. Well, the band is not like a, but I really enjoy Heart Beast. I have, like I said, I listened seems like that song Butcher caught my attention, because it seems like I listened to it before. So probably, like she's saying, it's like a mix or something in a club or something, probably. So because you have so many other projects, what's your main, you're not, it's not like you are all over the place with different types of music. There's jazz, there is soul, there is a little hip hop, there is pop, everything is mixed all together. Is that the type of music you always enjoy when you were young, like listening to all these soul jazz musicians?
Yeah, definitely, like the old, like jazz.
Yeah, like old jazz.
Singers and music. Very old stuff.
Like 60s, you talk about 60s, 70s?
Yeah, definitely.
Is that the music that was available at your house, like records or cassettes or CDs? Was there a collection of that?
No, not really. I think I really like, we had like this library where you could also like borrow CDs and you didn't have to pay. And I just like took everything I could like carry, and then I listened to a lot of music, and then I chose what I like the most. Very old school.
Well, I used to do that too. I went to my library and just pick up everything I liked, and sometimes I had to return. I still haven't the time to listen to everything, and I will have to borrow it again. So that's how it was. So did you take a vocal teaching lesson? Because the way you sing is sometimes you sound like you're cutting with a knife. Like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, there is like a special way that she sings that I cannot explain it. But it's sometimes it's like she's like cutting, I don't know, cutting meat.
Okay. Yeah. But no, like I never, I had like this 1 hour lesson with like a famous singing teacher from Hamburg. And she like tested like something with me for, I think we didn't even like spend the whole hour, just like she made like a few exercises, and then she was like, okay, just keep on singing.
Yeah.
Just, I don't want to like tell you anything. And I think not because it was like somehow like the best way you could do it, but I think because it's just like, about like an individual style maybe. I mean, nowadays I'm teaching myself, and I think it's like super like a difficult thing not to like destroy something, you know, in a singer, like the personal,
right?
The personal voice. So I think, I think it's good to have like your basic, like have your breathing techniques and stuff, just to take care of your voice. But like,
How do you take care of your voice? Do you? I'm 100% sure that you don't smoke. I don't know if you.
I smoke.
You do, and you still,
I stopped. I think. I mean, I smoked less in the last 3 years, maybe before I smoked like.
Oh really?
Yeah. Crazy, and then like a year. Not that long. But then, it meant that I had to do like more exercises to take care of the voice. So it's not good to smoke.
No, it's not good, but I don't know how you can handle it.
Somehow it worked.
Tell me, I saw some videos also from Heartbeast. There is a song, there are many I listen to, but there is a video clip, Ego Time. That got very surprising. Who came up with the idea of doing that video clip? Was that your idea? I mean, it was very. It's usually I wasn't expecting it, but I really enjoyed it. Who came with the idea to show all those persons, those characters?
It was my very close friend Marta Vukovic. In the end, all the people were like in our, also in our bubble, like friends of friends of friends. So it was a very beautiful project, I think. And a very beautiful day, like the shooting day. We had a great time, like a lot of like good food and like in a studio in Berlin. And yeah, it was super, super nice.
Yeah, it was very, very, the provocative is not the right word. It's just got to be another word, but it's not shocking either. It's something that, you open your mind to other, I don't know. Everybody's different, let's say that.
Yeah, that's something about that.
Yeah, especially nowadays with the way this we're going. Things are going the wrong way, especially here in the United States. It's probably in Germany also. I don't know.
Yeah, it's scary here.
It's scary. Everything is changing, and for the worst, I think.
For the worst. I mean, we really have to, do something now.
Yeah. Do you believe that we're getting to close to destroying our planet right now? Global destruction, nuclear destruction. I don't know anymore. Things are not going well. When your way you write, your writing dictates the music, or the music dictates the writing? I think. Is that the writing the most important thing for you?
So, I mean, most of the time it's like somehow like coming at the same time, you know, like the song is like coming, the lyrics are coming as well, you know, and then I sit down at the piano, and then like, I mean, I have to then, often like improve or like adjust the lyrics a little bit, but it's like somehow, because I think like language is also a melody, you know, like somehow it like goes hand in hand.
So when you write, do you have something in mind before you start writing, or whatever it comes at that moment?
Yeah, I think whatever comes, it's like not very intellectual what I do when I write. I mean, sometimes, I mean, it's different. That's like when I write like my own songs, and then in other projects when I write on like, for example, like this old music project, the Unspoken Concert.
Right.
Then it's like another approach. Then the instrumental is there, and I try like to find like a voice and lyrics. You know, like that somehow fit or not.
You're trying to fit them. Yeah. Because when I like the Unspoken Concert, there are some of those songs that the music writes like you're close to the in a wire. You're walking in a wire. Almost the music like is not doesn't fit with what you think, but it's not like you're falling, but it's like on a, I don't know, it's like between totally chaotic with the music, but not even, it's not there. It's like half in between. I don't know how to explain. It's like, it's like you're riding on a wire, like you're walking on a wire between the, I don't know how to explain.
No,
some of those songs, you know, it's like getting close to falling everything off, but still hanging. I don't know.
Yeah, somehow that's how it feels. Yeah, it's also like in the beginning, it was so difficult, like to, you know, like to find my way, like arrangement and stuff. I mean, some arrangements we also changed, but like in the beginning, I started like with one piece. And in the end, it was easy, but then I was like practiced too. And also like I knew this kind of music. I think you have to like listen and again and again, and then you somehow understand it, you know, like this old music.
Right. From where is it? 15th, 16th century, 16th, 17th century music.
Yeah.
And you
but
were
it's also so modern somehow, like some like, no, I think it's Von La Mire, it's like super, it sounds like new jazz. Crazy.
Yeah. And you, how do you get in touch with those five musicians? Were they like in school, music school or something?
So I studied fine arts, and they also have like a music, old music department there. Mm. And then we were asked like as a like interdisciplinary 30-piece orchestra to like open Fashion Week in Berlin, like with a performance with performers and musicians from also from jazz, so very mixed. And yeah, then we met there, and then we I think we for another performance we. Tried out like one piece, Moro Lasso. Hmm. And then we, yeah, decided to continue.
Hmm. And, yeah. Mm-hmm. And you play many exhibitions and different, everything was in Germany, right? All those performances that you did with the Unspoken Concert.
Everything was in Germany. Yeah. Like in Bremen. Hamburg.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Are you still in touch with those musicians?
Yeah. I mean, we want to, because we developed like this one, like very, big performance with, I think, 20 participants. And it was crazy to do that, but also like super great. And I want to do it again, definitely. But it's also like, it's always a question of financing, you know? Like two years where we had the financing, but now it's like a bit like I don't know how it will go on.
Right. There's so many things I saw. Another thing that I from you that I took a look at that I had no idea is the Outlaw Ocean Music Project. That was 2021, I think, or maybe 22.
I think 2020. I don't know, 21, 22. Not so long ago, yeah.
Yeah. I think you put out two songs that I listened, The Ocean. I Am the Ocean, right? And Where the Water Meets the Sky, is that the... How did you get into that project? Because this whole thing is like... It's a chronicle regarding it's like an awareness of the lawlessness on the sea, around the world to promote ocean awareness. And how did you get into because that came from like a book from a very known writer, a journalist, Ian Urbina.
Right. And I think now it's huge. Like he like asked a lot of musicians like to
different musicians
message.
So
it wasn't like only me. Us. But he reached out via Instagram.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it was like I really had like this personal like exchange. It was a great.
Two beautiful songs that I listened to. I think I really like Heather Nova, and she was into that project too. So I was surprised she's from the Bermuda, Bermuda. She was born over there. I really enjoyed that the song, I Am the Ocean. Mm-hmm. Yeah, really nice. That was like two songs. And then... thanks to you, I don't know. I got into other musicians that I had no idea about. Pianists and stuff. So from one thing you jump to the other. That's the way it is. I was gonna ask you something a little more personal. Do you feel freer when you are anonymous, when you have less social pressure? When you're not in the spotlight, do you feel fear?
I mean, it's like maybe a bit both because, for example, I started like studying fine arts because I just wanted to make something and put it somewhere and go away. But then in the end, I ended up like with going back on stage and doing performances, you know? So it's like, I think it's going like in both directions.
I mean, the kind of music you create is not like it makes me smile or anything. It's more like more like a catharsis, you know, like more like a healing process for me. I mean, it's like probably, I mean, your art is like a reflection of who you are. Yeah. Whatever you create is part of you. It's like, it's something that...
But I mean, the next thing will be a bit like, not happy, but happier.
It would be happier.
Happier.
Well,
a little bit,
when I listen to those, the new songs, they're not happy songs. I saw the video. They were in black and white, both of them. And they're not long songs. They're like 3 minutes or more, three minutes. But I really enjoy Darkness, the song Darkness. You said it's in social media that it's about someone, they're losing someone you loved. Is that a family member who passed away? Is that the song? Yeah. Is it dedicated to them or to you? Or to you?
Yeah, I mean, it's not dedicated to one person, but like, more like the. I mean, actually, like two, like even past, but like, it's not like for one person. I think it's like.
I really enjoyed that one. I don't know. It's like it takes me back to when my family members passed away. Also, you know, sometimes it's like you hear a voice and it reminds you of that person, or you hear a sound or something. But that song is it's. And then the other song, Daydream, those are the two singles that you put out so far. Daydream is more like a lullaby, I could say, right? That's very, very nice. Those are the two singles so far.
And next, coming Friday, the third.
You got another one?
Will be released, and then 1st of March, the album.
And this is the first time, the first solo project, solo album.
I'm still working with Helga Hasenberg.
Right, I noticed that.
So it's like, it's still like,
It's but it's more personal project for you than all the other previous projects you put out, or no?
I mean, the lyrics and songs are always personal, but I think in the production, it was really like, I just didn't want to hold anything back, you know, and like, want to have like to fit in somewhere, like in some, like, you know, like,
go ahead. I was going to say, when you write, because language is like imperfect, you know, it has its limitations. So sometimes you feel you can find the you know, it's hard to capture the complexity for your emotions. Is it hard for you to find the right words to express what you're feeling, or you have no problem finding the appropriate words to show your to show your emotions and thoughts? Can you find
in real life it's difficult for me, but like when I'm writing songs it somehow works. But it's really not that I'm thinking, how could I say that?
Right.
This or that. It's just, I don't know, it's there then. And, you know, like, then you, like, improve, like, little,
So it's just open the faucet and whatever comes out.
Somehow.
Is there a specific time during the day or at night that you enjoy more writing and stuff? Or it really makes no difference if it's in the morning or late in the evening, night?
I think maybe more in the evening or night, but I think the most important thing is that when I like notice, okay, something is like coming, then I really have to sit down and like take care of it. And it's sometimes hard when you're like busy with something else, you know, like, but you really then have to take the time to to record it, or like to, you know, like write it down, because otherwise it's gone.
It's gone, right? It's like having a dreaming, and then in the morning you remember a little bit, then it goes, it disappears. Mm. You don't remember anymore. Yeah. Mm. That song, the Daydream, I saw. There is like a, I don't know what, you're inside like a ball of, I don't know if it's iron or cable ties, where
cables.
Cables. How do, all these ideas. I mean, it's not like, there are really cool videos that they're coming out, a lot of artists, but she's very special. All these ideas, being inside like a ball. What do you are you trying to say when you are in the ball?
I don't know why, but I've been dreaming of like building this cable nest since like years, like really, like I had this idea for a very long time, and then it's also, it was super expensive to get all the cables,
right?
Like, even if they're like broken, it's like still super expensive. So it took a lot of like time to collect all the cables. And yeah, I mean, on the one hand, it's like, feels a little bit like home, like, because I spent maybe so much time in studios and like, I don't know, I feel safe with cables. I like cables.
I'm thinking like a baby inside a mother's womb. I don't know.
Yeah. It's like, and then it's like very like, high up in the air. But on the other hand, it's also like a bit like about isolation, you know, like
okay,
being somewhere isolated. So maybe like the thing, okay, it's safe, but it's also like very isolated. So
So would you like to perform like that song, you know, on stage, being inside? I don't know.
Yeah, it's very difficult to hang it. We used it in one of our performances, so it's like takes hours to hang it because it's, you know, like you have to put it right.
Right.
So yeah, I mean, I would like to, but then.
Do you have your personal studio at home? Do you have a place where you?
Yeah, I mean, it's like like home studio, but like very like great stuff. Not all like all is mine, but
yeah.
And that's also great because then you can just work, you know, if you want to, and don't have to go somewhere and wait for your time.
Do you live in the city of Hamburg, or are you in the suburbs?
Yeah. No, in the city. Yeah.
The city.
Very central.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you always live in the city.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I did.
Mm-hmm. And you got no plans of moving, because it seems like you're going to be there for all. You never thought about leaving Germany or going somewhere else? I don't know.
I did, yeah.
Yeah.
But and I think I will do it someday. Yeah. But
yeah.
It didn't happen. I don't know. Every time when I wanted to leave, like something like told me to stay. But let's see. Yeah.
Let's see. Yeah. So tell me about this project, your new album. When is I guess it will be published this year, right? 2024?
Yeah. First of March.
March. Is this how many songs are you going to you putting out? It's like
11
songs?
Yeah. 11.
11 songs. Mm. They are all in English? Right?
Yeah.
Did you ever sing in German? Do you have any recordings in German?
I have a recording, but it's not like released. I think it was, I sang it on stage, like during like a musical, like dance. I don't know, performance, but it's not published.
So everything is always been in English and some French maybe.
Yeah, not in French. It's just the titles of the song.
Just the titles. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what are your plans? Once you put out this, are you planning of going on tour, doing some shows?
Mm-hmm.
How many will it be with the band, or just a duo with Helg? Or how do you plan to reproduce your recordings on stage?
Yeah, it's a good question. So it's so much easier to play as a duo to be honest, like, because it's like, yeah, as I said, it's like very, like, especially like the live scene is like very
less people to worry about.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Only one person that can be late. No, but I would also love to play with, for example, like our drummer that I think maybe you watched also like the video in New York.
Right.
Yeah, and he's great, and we want to play together again. So, yeah. And I mean, it's always the question how you'll play live then. And I mean, you can't, or we can't, like, play every instrument that we recorded live.
Right.
We need like maybe like 10 people. So, yeah, but I think it will be mixed.
Right. Yeah. I have a question regarding your last name, Teslov. Is that your real, your last name, Teslov? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what's the Lakachus? Lakachus? Mm-hmm. Is that your last name also? Lakachus or Lakachus?
Lakachus, it's like the name of from my mother's side.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And in the beginning, I think I wanted to use it as an artist name. I think maybe, you found it somewhere.
Yeah, I found it somewhere. I don't know where.
Yeah. But then I decided to stay with my... Yeah.
With Teslov. Are you related in any manner with the producer, pianist Florian Teslov?
Yeah, he's my uncle.
Mm-hmm. Your uncle?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like half brother of my father.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, okay. I was like, husband, brother. I don't know.
No, uncle. Very young uncle.
Yeah. So, like I said, it's for me to find research on. Nala, it took me a while. It's hard to find everything in one spot, you know? You gotta keep picking here, there, over there, over here. It's like so many different things. Everything is available. You can listen to the Unspoken Concert. I don't know. I think I listened on Spotify, to tell you the truth, which is not the right spot to find it, but no, it's not.
We all use it.
But you go over there because, you know, yeah. But that's where I found it, which I really enjoy. There are so many things that you do that I like. Your main interests in music. Are you up to date with what's going on in the music scene, or you really don't care much about it, about other bands, whatever goes on in Hamburg, any other musicians, any other bands? Are you up to
in general, I'm not so up to date, I would say, but like, of course, like in Hamburg, it's like it's a small scene, so people know each other, musicians know each other. And for example, tonight is a concert of a friend of mine. She's also a singer and plays with a band. So yeah, like in Hamburg, definitely.
Because you enjoy collaborating with other musicians, right?
Yeah.
I saw what's the other guy? Inalea is from Hamburg, I think.
He's from Munich, I think.
Munich?
I think he moved to Portugal, to be honest. That was also like a nice collaboration.
Yeah.
I like to collaborate.
Yes, you do. But besides in Hamburg, the music scene, you're not up to date with the lists of what's popular and what's not popular, or what sells them. Are you up to that? Do you really care what Taylor Swift is doing? I'm just asking.
No, I don't understand this kind of music. It's just, it's not even that I want to judge it. It's really, I don't get it. I just don't get it. I think it's okay. Like, some people don't get like all music, you know, like, and I understand that. So, I'm not so into it.
Yeah. I'm just saying her, but it could be any, you know, big artists that are very popular nowadays. It's like,
nowadays that I like, you mean?
Yeah. Is there anything that caught your attention, or you're really not into that?
I think like just like good for pop music in general was Billie Eilish, to be honest.
Oh, Billie Eilish.
I think she she like opened like this whole, you know, like plastic pop, I don't know, like yeah. thing a little bit. But I think it was good for,
You like the way she writes her lyrics.
Yeah, but I'm not, I wouldn't like listen to it. Like, but I think it's like, it's good work, you know, like it's really good work. But I'm not like listening to it privately, you know? Right.
But it's not really like you, it's not like you say, I don't want to listen to this. No. Well, if it comes, then you listen or...
Yeah,
it's like not. It's not like you're trying to run away from that kind of music. It's,
No. No, I really think it. Yeah, it works. And then
well, tell me.
Flamenco inspired American artist, like great singer, like super popular. I can't remember her name.
American, female or male? What are you talking?
Female.
A female? From Spain? No, from the United States?
I think she's from the United States, but like with the origins from Spain. And okay. After check.
Yeah, it's not Rosalía because
Rosalía. Sorry,
you meant Rosalía?
Yeah, I think she's a great singer.
She's from Spain.
Yeah, but she lives in the
US. Yeah. I think nowadays she's all over the place. But
I mean, I don't know her music, but I think she's. I just saw some videos and it's like crazy.
Whatever. March will be the releasing you're gonna release the LP or the your record. And are there any more videos coming up? Are you doing more videos to any of those songs?
Yeah. So the next single, there will be a video for the next single, and then I think we have also like three live videos, like studio like live videos.
Black and white also. Videos,
yeah. The next music video is black and white as well.
Black and white.
I don't know. I somehow like got bored with like these super glossy music videos, you know. Like, and then I wanted to I don't know, have like this black and white style.
Like an old movie. So.
Like in the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm really expecting. I really enjoy those two songs, so. Hopefully, I think they should be good. They gotta be good. Are there any surprises? Any have you like instrumental pieces or no? Everything is has lyrics on it. No instrumentals, right? What do you have?
No instrumentals. That's what I plan to do for the next EP.
Oh, you're thinking in the future.
Yeah.
So there's still new, she has other stuff. It's in a hard disk somewhere. Okay. Probably. In a notebook, all the stuff is coming next. So your plans are to still make music. Were you a teacher before? Were you teaching in some classes?
Yeah. For the Hip Hop Academy.
Okay.
I mean, it's not my musical home, maybe, but it's a great like place, like because students can come there and they get everything for free, you know, like they don't have to pay for the lessons, and I really.
So you
make friends there, yeah. So it's a great place.
So you still do that? You still training, teaching? Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like songwriting and singing.
Yeah, that's good. So what other things keep you busy besides playing music and teaching?
My art, like building things.
Building things.
Yeah. And doing things. I have my like little artistic research.
You got an art studio? Do you paint? Do you do sculptures? What things?
Like sculpture, but in the end it's like more like props for performances, I would say. That's what I'm doing. So for example, the nest that you saw on the video. or like for the Unspoken Concert, I worked like with this material, like, and I think I, yeah, maybe you saw it as well, like, built like this huge dress for singers.
Yeah.
Yeah. So stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And now nowadays I'm knitting with cables. That's my latest
project. That's your latest project. Yeah, there's so many things that, I mean, I want to say it. Her videos are very, for me, are very inspiring, you know. So I really enjoy her videos too. I will suggest people to go and check her YouTube, Nala Teslov. I guess you just type there and you type the name and it shows up, I think. It's not that hard. It's not that many Nala Teslovs around that I know of. So you could find all her videos. And if you don't find them there, just search for them because they will show up somewhere else. I don't know. I really think there's so much that you could find regarding her music, but it's not everything is not in one place, you know. You gotta do some research. Just type Nala, type this, type the other thing, and you'll find little minor things that if you put them all together, it makes like a nice book. So you know, just listen to her. Go to, I guess, I don't know, nalateslov.com. It will be a good place. Just type that, her name. You can type harbeast.com. Also, you know, I don't know what. What else? Where else can we find your music and all your projects? Is there like a special webpage that you have hidden only for friends?
No, I think it's
that's about it, right? Com. Instagram, yeah, Instagram also.
Instagram, yeah. But I try to keep like the website like up to date. So yeah.
Yeah. So whatever you find, I think nalateslov.com would be the best place, and Instagram. And don't go to Spotify if you can. Is there like a Bandcamp? No, you don't have a Bandcamp. Or is there a place where they can buy your record? Like,
yeah, I think like maybe even Bandcamp. I would have to check, but like Tidal is also working, or like Apple Music. Like I think it should be all the platforms.
Yeah, it's over there. Deezer. Yeah. I don't know, so many.
Yeah, Deezer.
Yeah. Deezer. So everything you could. It's not hard. I don't know what to say. If Harpies is better for me to listen to than the Unspoken Concert, or I don't know.
It'd be easier to listen.
What would be this year? I think Heart Beast will be the best thing to start with if you never listen to Nala's. I think Heart Beast, and then you can move up from there. For me, I enjoyed everything so far. All depends where I am, you know. I could listen to the Unspoken Concert in a rainy day, probably, for me. A dark day or something, no sun, like today, there's still no sun. So Heart Beast will make me a little more, you know, I'm not a dancer, I'm not like that, but it keeps me, you know, keeps me a little happier than, I don't know. Whatever makes you happy, listen to whatever, but I think for me, I don't know what to say. I think Heart Beast, I really enjoyed. So I don't know. I like everything. So probably the new album will be good for me to listen to. She has a lot of ideas. I wish I had at least half of the ideas she has. My chemical reactions are not that great anymore. They just sit there. They don't do anything. She has plenty of ideas, plenty of stuff to say. I just want to wish her all the best. You know, there are bands, there are musicians that I speak with, there are artists, and some of them are good, some are half and half, some are great. I'm not going to say it. Now, let's, if she's in the good side or the bad side. No, she's good for me. I really like her music. I really enjoy her music. I know she's in the good side. And I never mentioned the ones that I don't like that much. I want to be sincere. There are bands that I like a little less. There are bands that I like a little more. They are good people, but then maybe the music is not that, you know, they're great people. It's like friends. Nala's music, I really enjoy both of them, both things. I think she's a great artist. She's a good musician, a good person to me, because she answered my email, so she's got to be good to me. and she does great music for me, for my taste, which my taste goes all over the place. You know, I enjoy everything. I like punk, I like electronics, I like jazz, I like soul music, I like everything. Classical, just a couple of other music genres that I hate, but I'm not going to mention them anymore. So,
German Schlager?
No, I was going to say some Caribbean music that I really enjoy. No, German music I really enjoy. Since the 70s, but you know.
Not German Schlager, I think.
No.
Do you know, like, German Schlager?
No, I don't. It's like,
you don't want to know.
Okay, thank you.
Like, terrible.
But I'm going to write it down. I got it. Maybe it's good. But I don't know how to write it. I don't know what to write. But she's saying it's really bad. I don't know. It might be some folkloric music, some old music? No, it's like, what is it, reggaeton? I don't know what it is. What kind of music genre is that?
It's not even like...
It's not even music.
Call it music.
It's not considered music. No.
Yeah,
it's
and just, you shouldn't listen to it because then you have like a... You won't forget it and you have like nightmares.
I have nightmares? I won't be able to sleep at night after that. Forget it. I'm not even going to search for it.
Very good.
Thank you very much, Nala. I thank really you. Enjoy talking to you, and you know, wish you the best. And you know, I'll keep track of what you do. You know, your daily, not the daily life, but whatever you put out. Thank you very much. There were so many questions that I had that I went all over the place and probably lost them somewhere. I don't want to take more of her time. You know. It's a Saturday. She probably has a lot of things to do. It's midday or 1:30. And I think I can hear her belly making noises. I think she wants to eat. We'll let her go and hopefully we'll talk to her who knows when again.
Yeah.
You know,
thank you so much.
And I'll be prepared this time. I won't go all over the place.
Check out my website. Yeah.
Thank you very much. We'll see you again next week. I'll have another artist. Like I usually say, it's nothing better than this. So if you want to look at the next interview, fine. Just this is good enough. I cannot do better. Thank you very much. See you next week.